Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It takes a step each and every year. You know, the more you get to know them and the more time you spend around each other. And obviously, you know, the reps out on the football field are important. I think we're just trying to see the field the same way, and it's working a little bit.
Dalton Kincaid off a big stat line in the Bills' win over Kansas City. Buffalo at Miami, Sunday at 1. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here. Thanks for listening. Always a treat to welcome Joe Ostrowski to the show on the Western Hotline, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Catch Joe with Sam Paniadovich weekday mornings 9 to noon on Bet Sweats on the Bet MGM Network. Joe, how are you?
Doug Flutie, not a first-round pick, an 11th-round pick.
Oh, I was right there. The one.
By the
but there's
Rams.
Another one. By the Rams.
Rams, 85. Yeah. They ended up trading his rights to the Bears eventually.
Oh, okay. So here, I want to say a couple things.
The first thing that comes to mind for me is that I remember reading about, I don't remember this from, I was 20 years old for the 85 draft, but I remember there being stories years later about how people wanted the Bills to take him and Hold not on. Bruce Smith. And he got drafted in the 11th round?
We had bumper stickers.
The 11th round? There's not even 11 rounds in the draft anymore.
No, we had bumper stickers for Doug Flutie to be drafted by the Bills.
Okay.
Heisman winner.
Yeah, right.
11th
well,
round.
Well, being the backup quarterback, that's when I was first starting to gather my sports memories. But, of course, he was the most popular quarterback in town with the Bears, even though they had Jim McMahon. He was, and then for years, why'd they get rid of Flutie? They never should have gotten rid of Flutie. And then it came out that, hey, by the way, you know, all those players that you love on that Super Bowl team, they all hated him because of his role and how much Dicka liked him.
He would have been already in the USFL, 85. Like, he's on the Generals.
Generals, right.
Because that's McMahon against, so Joe, you're a young guy. 85 NFC Championship, who was the Rams starting quarterback, do you know? Also Canadian Football League ties.
You want? 85? No, I don't know.
Dieter Brock.
Wow. Don't even know who that is.
Okay. Well, he's my anytime touchdown bet for you then.
Okay.
Plus $4 million. Dieter Brock tonight. No, Bulldog, he was like Winnipeg, right? All right. This can all, I'm just.
I don't know where he around. Was. I mean, Toronto is where he won Grey Cup, so I don't remember.
Flutie.
Yeah.
Not Dieter Brock.
Oh, Dieter Brock, sorry. Yeah, I don't remember where he was.
Dieter Brock, Winnipeg, Warren Moon, Edmonton.
Okay.
I want to say.
All right.
Joe, are the 2025 Chicago Bears a playoff team?
Don't know. I'm not going to hang up. I'm not going to laugh at you. Maybe Sam will do that if you present the same question tomorrow. They're the 8th seed. They have the same record as Detroit. What do I know? I do know that they've lucked into things a little bit here. I mean, there's no denying that. Number one turnover margin in the NFL, and they've happened to go against some really weak defenses. And you get Cincinnati when it's not Burrow. Right. You get Baltimore with a backup. You still end up losing that game.
Right.
But the defense has been brutal. Number of injuries on that side of the ball. But the excitement, it's funny because normally when the Bears are anywhere near the playoff picture, there's overexcitement, there's people talking stupid. I don't think that's happening. I think people are kind of dumbfounded and they're trying to figure out what this is. Okay, Ben Johnson's really good. He's better than any coach that I can remember the Bears having. They actually have an edge in that department. It's obviously helping things, but how good are they? How good are they supposed to be at this point? I don't know. But I do know that they're favored to beat the Giants this weekend, so there's a good chance that they're going to be 6-3 by Sunday.
Plus 200 to make it. So the market, BetMGM.
Yeah. They could just be having that turnover year. You know, like it doesn't have to run out this season. Where it would get risky to me is if you're banking on it moving into another season. You know, like, oh, we know we solved some riddle. We know how to make this work all the time. Like it just doesn't happen that way. But, you know, you've seen Bears teams, right? What that Super Bowl team that lost to Indy was this. Wasn't it like the just Peanut Tillman and just takeaways out the wazoo.
Devin Hester's
pick sixes and all that kind of stuff, right?
But I think sometimes there are exceptions to the rule. Like you're right, Bulldog. Most of the time, you don't want that too much because you know what's coming around the corner, and we're seeing that in the league now. Jacksonville comes to mind, right? Did they even have an interception last year? And they're up there near the top as far as turnovers. But sometimes you get exceptions to the rule. And I would say that those Lovey Bears for a while were exceptions to the rule. Mm-hmm. The Tomlin Steelers, exceptions to the rule where, okay, for a number of years, maybe it's because they coach it up so much, there are guys that are able to do that. You know, they're up near the top as far as turnovers.
Well, McDermott's Bills here, I think, year over year, are top five in takeaways. And they were again last year. What they had last year, though, was they didn't lose it at all. So their differential was through the roof. And that I expected to regress, and it has. But yeah, you can emphasize and coach up punching the ball, like being ball focused. Like I think that's a real thing. The luck of not giving it away yourself is something that I think is hard to count on.
If you're looking at the NFC and trying to figure out which team loses their spot, it's tough to find one until you get to San Francisco for me.
Joe, I just was betting this while we were talking. They're -450 to make it?
No.
Really? +320 to win 86 for the no. I'm all over it. I mean,
the defense can't hold up. What are they going to do? Like, we talk all day about the guys coming back healthier and Purdy's going to be there eventually. I've been hearing that for about a month. And Shanahan was saying yesterday, well, Ayuk's going to play at some point because they were talking about this being the part of the season when he would make his return. He's obviously not ready. That's the team that I would pinpoint and say, I think they're going to fall out. And so that spot's available, and you've got Chicago sitting there, dare I say Carolina, sitting there as the 9 seed right now. There's a chance. Who knows? Minnesota, if they get things figured out at the quarterback position.
How about your Cardinals?
Yeah, we were talking about them today. They're better with Brissett. I'll say that.
Their losses are so dumb.
I know.
This year, I know. I mean, they could really have a great record right now.
If Murray's last game there is that Tennessee loss, right? Like that
seems fitting.
That would be incredible, right? The guy dropped the ball at the goal line. They had the interception that should have sealed the game that turned into a go ahead touchdown for Tennessee. And Murray also got hit in the face with a snap and turned it over in that game. Right?
That's the DeMarcado game too.
Right. That was the guy that dropped it at the goal line. Yeah. Thank you for having that guy's name.
Oh, you got it. Well,
anyway, what about the Packers? For all this, like I don't want to overreact to the two stanky losses, as they're the only two losses they have, but they are really peculiar losses. Like I don't know, I'm not sure I want to trust them.
And the tie,
right?
Well, I mean, I don't want to trust them. I can't trust them right now. I don't know. See, their ceiling is really strong. When they have it, when they're putting pressure on the quarterback, man, do they look good. They want you to say, like, Super Bowl contender good. But then sometimes, like this past weekend, and their only touchdown against Carolina comes at the very end of the game at home, none of that seemed to make any sense. Yeah, and now Tucker Kraft is gone for the year. He was your guy that you ran a lot of the offense through. He was really coming on, especially was it the week before, and I think it was the Cowboys game. He was unbelievable, and now he's toast. So a lot of concerns there. There are a lot of teams in the NFC where you could look at it. I'm not saying they're going to miss the playoffs. They're going to be good enough. The floor is high enough there. But do you trust them in the postseason? Like, we've seen this before with LaFleur. I have a tough time getting there right now, guys, and this was a team that most people were very excited very early on.
Joe, let's hit the MVP odds here. Allen is the favorite at this point, beating Mahomes and the Chiefs last week. Allen, of course, won last year, and last year the discourse we talked all the time about, do they want to give Lamar Jackson a third or a second in a row? How does Allen compare in this way? He hasn't won two, but he's won one. And is he like, I'm not sure he's a good bet as the favorite. We don't like to bet favorites around here.
No, we like losing too much.
We just want to bet Darnold.
Speaking for us, here. Not Joe, by the way, there.
How do you see it?
The bet, the timing of the bet was if you felt the Bills were going to win last weekend, it was to do it before last weekend because they were about dead even. And now it's, let's see, plus 175 is the best price you can get on Allen. And then the second favorite is Mahomes. What is interesting about this is, yes, of course, the winner of last week's game between the Bills and Chiefs, the quarterback's going to be the favorite. That's exactly how it ended up playing out. But it's a four-player race right now. That's what's interesting. And the third name, the fourth name, has changed just about every single week. So, yes, it's Allen Mahomes, but the guy that has the same odds as Mahomes is Drake May. So this is a guy who, after a month, he was 100-1. And now he's tied with Mahomes to be the second favorite. And now we have another new name that has entered the conversation. Any guesses on which quarterback that is?
It's not Darnold, is it?
No.
Bo Nix?
No. Matthew Stafford.
Flacco.
Ah, Stafford.
Not Flacco?
Yep. Not Flacco.
It's because they're lost.
No, not Flacco.
Stafford, of course.
Right.
Yes, he's right. So it's basically a top four. Stafford is 5-1, 6-1, and then there's a drop-off down to 20-1 to Darnold that you mentioned there. That would have been probably my guess, too.
Man,
but yeah, Stafford quietly, another four-touchdown game last week. I know it was a weak opponent, but you start to look at his numbers, all that conversation in the offseason, well, his back, he's not going to be ready for the start of the year. He's not going to be the same Matthew Stafford. If we knew what we were going to get with Stafford, it'd be easier to project the Rams. Well, look at what he's doing, and he's part of that conversation. It's those four guys, a gap before you get to your Darnolds, your Mayfields, your Jalen Hurts.
Is Darnold nuts? Look how good he is.
I know.
Their team is good. He's throwing the ball all the time. Do they have enough marquee games left? If they win that division, it's a good division. Is that nuts? 20-1. Still pretty good price.
I don't think it's nuts. When is he going to get talked about nationally like we talk about him?
That's what Mike just said. How many marquee games do they have left?
They don't have any. They don't have a night game left. Well, they have the Rams in week 16.
Thursday
night in week 16. They get flexed.
And they could flex those last two. Like, what if it comes down to the Seahawks and the Niners, week 18, that could get flexed, like, to Sunday night or something? Say the division's on the line.
Week 15, Sunday night, is Minnesota at Dallas. The Colts play the Seahawks.
If I'm a Seahawks fan and that week 18 game gets flexed to the night game, I'm curled up in a ball about what Darnold looked like last year against Detroit in that spot. Oh, like, no, thank you.
He is a good story. He is a good story.
They're excellent. Their defense is so... They're as balanced as anybody.
Yeah.
You know? It's like them and the Rams.
Do you need a guy tonight? The bloom is off the rose on these touchdown props, but are you looking for something fun?
I'm always willing to listen.
I'll give you...
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Two.
Okay.
I'll play them. You know that every time we talk about this, I'll play these. Like Bulldog said, we love to lose around here.
Go ahead. I'll tell you if you want any of yours match mine.
I really enjoyed Paul's Lockett stuff this morning, but I'm not doing that. I just think he's so bad now. Yeah. I'd rather play Trey Tucker at +380 because he's going to start. Like, he's Myers. He has been productive for them this year. +380, number one receiver on the Raiders. +380.
He's going to get all the looks. He's going to get the looks with Myers gone.
And right, and it's Bowers and Tucker, I think. Yep. And if you want a funky tight end, and Sean Payton loves to show off, like, he's the coach you want.
Here comes my guy,
Adam Trautman.
There it is,
+550.
I'm on
for
him.
Trautman.
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
Well, that's the bet.
I'll bet them both.
No doubt.
Tucker's too good a price for a wide receiver one on a team.
350.
380.
Trautman.
Oh, 550 for Trautman.
Oh, 550 for Trautman. All right, let's get greedy. Let's look at the first touchdown.
Oh. By the way, while you're doing that, R.J. Harvey to score is +210. He doesn't get many touches, but he gets in the end zone.
That's somebody I talked about. By the way, Trautman, 20-1 for the first touchdown tonight.
Okay.
Yes. Sam was laying out the case that he thinks there's going to be a lot of running on the Denver side, and I get it. I can throw the trend at you, but he was talking about that, and Dobbins, I'm like, well, I would go with Harvey because he's getting almost the same amount of snaps. The receiving numbers on Harvey are very popular, but the rushing prop is only 22.5 yards. So better than 2-1 for a touchdown, like you mentioned, and then 22.5 for rushing yards. I think that's interesting.
Okay.
So
I saw 50-plus total yards +150.
Okay.
On Harvey.
That makes sense. That makes sense.
Are we in the room? Is Harvey in the room?
No, he was for, was it receiving? I think he was for the receiving.
Okay.
Stuff, strictly.
It does feel a little obvious, but
it does.
A little chumpy.
It does.
The room, Bulldog. You gotta follow the room.
You gotta watch out for the room.
So here's the angle. Raiders on the field, 77 plays against Jacksonville in the overtime game. On the field for 43 minutes, okay? So last 20 years, when you're coming off an overtime game, opponent does not, against the spread, they cover 33% of the time. When it's a Thursday situation,
uh-oh,
overtime, opponent not, 4-23 against the spread.
Uh-oh.
15%.
And they're traveling. Yes. And altitude.
And you're the road team, and you're playing in Denver. Yeah, there's a lot going against Vegas. In this
one. Yuck.
Doesn't mean they can't score touchdowns, though.
But. How about that the Raiders ran 30 plays against the Chiefs? Who was it last week? New Orleans had the ball for 16 minutes against the Rams last week. Paltry stuff. Joe, always a pleasure. Thank you for this, and we'll talk next week.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Joe Ostrowski, Bet Sweats, 9 to noon, weekday mornings. You like any of that action?
Oh, yeah.
Trautman, no, you're on Trautman?
Yeah, and I'm throwing Tucker in on my parlay. I'm going to put it all together.
Get that that Steeler-Bengal game. You get a game like that again, that's just well.
I'd have to retire or become a pro.
Imagine if this game tonight's like 37-34 or whatever that
right.
would be. Just,
mm-hmm.
Oh, I hope so. We have lines open at 803-0550. Sal is at 5 today. Lots of room in between. Sabres and Blues tonight. Downtown pregame at 6. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.